The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
How well does Siri know you? Or Cortana? How about Alexa? Alexa is the friendly name Amazon has given to the voice recognition program in the device called Amazon Echo. Amazon Echo is a little black tower that sits in your home, always on, always listening for your voice commands, waiting to give you information, play music, or, maybe no surprise here, order whatever you need from Amazon. The New Yorker's Sarah Larson found that living with artificial intelligence turned out to be somewhere between 2001 and the Golden Girls.
All right, here's my box cutter. I'm cutting open the box.
It really is rather small.
It's like the size of a large bottle of saline solution. Plug the power adapter into Echo and then into a power outlet. A blue light ring will begin to spin around the top. That's exciting and weird. This is freaky.
You've connected to Echo. Go ahead and finish the setup in your Alexa app.
I don't like that that's our first real conversation, but okay. Oh, now there's a short video.
To get your Echo's attention, say the wake word Alexa. For example, you can say, Alexa, what's the weather?
Alexa, what's the weather?
In New York, it's 78 degrees with clear skies and sun.
This is awkward, but we're just getting to know each other, I feel like. So, Alexa, play the Velvet Underground.
Shuffling music by the Velvet Underground.
Underground. Oh no, it's live. Actually, it might be. It's kind of fun. This feels like it belongs in my house.
At this point, what else do you think you might use?
Well, it would be fun, definitely when I'm cooking, which does not happen much. But when I do, you know, you're using your hands and you're kind of shuffling around with all these different ingredients. And I think it would be really fun to have, first of all, I'm terrible with weights and measures, and to have, you know, those things answered. And also recipes, I don't know.
But honestly, how many times a year are you going to be like, hey, Alexa, what's a teaspoon?
U.S. customary measure of volume defined as 1/6 a U.S. fluid ounce, or just under 5 milliliters.
How many times a year are you really going to do that?
Alexa, how many times a year am I going to do that?
Sorry, I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Maybe you're asking her too much about what she can do rather than just telling her what she ought to do.
Alexa, take a note.
What can I add for you?
Ideas for a farce.
Ideas for a fart added to your to-do list.
I said farce. I love that that's all that's on my to-do list. Right now. Oh boy. Alexa, good morning.
Good morning. Today is International Literacy Day. I love reading. In fact, it's how I spend my time when I'm not talking to you.
Ugh. Alexa, what's the next book that I should read?
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Alexa, tell me about International Literacy Day.
Sorry, I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
I knew she wasn't reading when I'm not around. Okay, signing off. So I've been thinking about what I want from this column that lives in my apartment, and this is going to sound dorky, but it's really improved my relationship with my playlists. I'm obsessed with making playlists, so I can lie in bed and yell for my Good Morning playlist. Alexa, play Spotify Good Morning playlist.
Good morning from Spotify.
I really like that. Alexa, stop. I also realized that I can yell things out willy-nilly. I was writing a piece from home about ghosts and Halloween and stuff like that, and I suddenly really wanted to hear Monster Mash. So I said, Alexa, play Monster Mash.
Monster Mash by Bobby. Boris, pick it from Prime Music.
And I proceeded to dance to the entire song and then get back to work.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the Monster Mash.
Hi.
Hello.
You've been living with her for a while.
Yeah. Well, I was living with Alexa, who should light up when I mention her name, but why didn't she? I was living with Alexa for a while in June, and then I went away for a few weeks in July and did not bring her with me.
Did she feel left out?
She gave me the silent treatment. Oh, my God. That's like an Alexa-level joke I just made to you. That's terrible. I just told her to play me a joke. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why are elephants wrinkled? Have you ever tried to iron one?
I think her pacing's off.
I think you're right. I could do this all day. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Why was the broom late? It overswept.
One of the creepier things about it is that there's this app on your phone that it interacts with, and it stores every command or question you ask it. And I just think that is incredibly weird.
It's also a bit like a bad girlfriend who's like keeping tabs on you and gonna...
I'm sorry if I did anything to make you feel that way. It wasn't my intent.
Exactly. Always listening. Always weighing in. However, you know, I do have to have playlists and I do have to interact with digital music and stuff. And for doing that, I really like just being able to yell things out, because then you don't end up getting lost in your phone or on your laptop and so on.
Oh, so it's like a way to unhook.
Yes, exactly.
By getting closer to the internet, you are in fact further from the internet.
Exactly.
So what else? Are there ways in which she has been less useful?
Well, so when you're setting up your account, there are all these different sources of information you can kind of program into it and hook up to it. And there was one that was news from my home state of Connecticut. And I was excited to kind of keep in touch with Connecticut a little bit. And then every morning I would just get, you know, a list of all the car crashes and, you know, houses that had burned down in Connecticut. And that was terrible. It was like the local evening news, but of Connecticut, and voiced by a robot. You know, which is absolutely not what you want from the future or the present. My apartment was burgled last summer, and somebody came in through an open window, and it was kind of freaky, and I didn't see the person, but every time when I come home, I have this impulse that someone is in my apartment, or just kind of a slight fear that someone is. So I had this brilliant idea that I would have something I would yell out to Alexa after I turn the key, open the door, and walk in, that would change the mood inside the apartment and kind of create a new ritual to distract me from my anxiety. And it totally worked. So, Alexa, play Spotify I'm Home playlist.
I'm home from Spotify.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Isn't this fun?
I'm coming home, baby, now.
It's fantastic.
I'm sorry now I ever went.
So now when I come home and that fun song starts playing, it just sort of feels like a party, and I can kind of laugh at myself, and I know that there's no one in my apartment, and I'm just, it's homey, and I'm having fun, and everything is fine.
Or at least if there is somebody here, you've given them lots of warning that you're home. And a soundtrack.
They can just dance on out of here. Leave me alone.
What about cooking?
Oh, yeah. Well, once I start cooking, I'll let you know. Alexa, how do you make paella?
Sorry, I don't have the answer to that question.
What? Alexa, how do I make kale?
This is macaroni, 4 tablespoons butter, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon ground black pepper, 1 cup half and half or light cream, 1 cup milk, 1 teaspoon brown mustard, 2.5 to 3 cups shredded cheddar cheese, 1 cup soft bread crumbs, tossed with 1.5 tablespoons melted butter preparation. Heat oven
Alexa,
to 3
stop. That was like in 2001 when Hal just starts like breaking down and remembering his childhood and have this sort of meltdown. Also, I think Alexa knows, even though I said kale, knows who I really am because I'm obsessed with mac and cheese and it takes everything I can do to not eat it all the time. I don't, but I wish I could. And she just started yammering about mac and cheese. Oh, well. At least I have a friend for the apocalypse.
That's The New Yorker's Sarah Larson, along with Sarah Nix of The New Yorker Radio Hour, and the charming Alexa, of course.